This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. It'll come as no surprise that we don't always know what is going on behind closed doors in government. But I recently chatted with reporter Laura Paskus about what public records have revealed about New Mexico's top environmental regulator. Environment Secretary Ryan Flynn was appointed by Republican Governor Susana Martinez. Lawmakers confirmed his nomination earlier this year. But even before his cabinet tenure, he presided over reductions in the regulation of polluting industries here in New Mexico. Laura Paskus has reported extensively on some of these changes, including the ones made to the state's copper mining rules.
We also saw within the past few years some changes regarding how climate change programs are handled within the department. Even something as simple and seemingly lovely as a climate master's program, which where citizens could take a class sponsored by the New Mexico Environment Department to learn more about climate change and how to reduce their emissions. That was actually canceled early on in the administration. And I had filed some Inspection of Public Records Act requests and was able to really kind of check out some of the emails that were going back and forth within the department back in 2011.
And what did you find when you analyzed those communications?
What I found was that there appears to have been some sort of leak from within the department, and the department kind of went into damage control mode, and the people who were enrolled in the class were told it would be the last class, and sort of hinting that it was due to financial reasons. But what actually was happening behind the scenes is that the Climate Master's class didn't appear to fit within the new administration's outlook on climate change. And so even as the public and the press were being told one thing, staff were still trying to figure out what to do with the money, and were ultimately told by the EPA they had to return the unused money.
What else did you discover about Secretary Flynn's previous relationship with the oil and gas industry and mining industries in New Mexico, and how that has played into decisions made by the department on regulation of those industries?
So Secretary Flynn came to the New Mexico Environment Department as general counsel from Modrell Sperling Law Firm, and they have a huge mix of clients in all sorts of industries. But one of their clients is Freeport-McMoRan, which owns New Mexico's copper mines. And although it does not appear as though Secretary Flynn ever worked on Freeport as a part of his role at the law firm, when he was general counsel for the New Mexico Environment Department, Freeport had introduced a particular language to the rule that the rest of the stakeholders had decided, no, we're not good with that. And then Flynn added back in the language that Freeport had requested, much to the surprise of the rest of the stakeholders.
So what does Flynn say about these critiques?
So during his confirmation hearing, he said that his job as an attorney was to offer legal advice, not to make technical changes. But there is a paper trail that shows he was, in fact, the person making the changes in that final draft.
What do we have to look forward to from the New Mexico Environment Department during Susana Martinez's second term?
I think in the second term, we're going to see continued lack of regulation when it comes to things like groundwater in particular. But I think Secretary Flynn has a lot of challenges. I mean, there's the Kirtland Air Force Base jet fuel spill, which the Environment Department is handling, although I would be interested if he has to recuse himself from certain discussions because he is a JAG within the Air Force. I think the situation at WIPP merits a lot of attention on the Environment Department, particularly in light of the fact that the Environment Department had issued a number of permit modifications requested by the federal government. And some say that security and safety have diminished down there. And also what happened at WIPP is holding up cleanup at Los Alamos National Laboratory. So I think that the secretary has a lot that he needs to be worried about right now. Plus the fact that the climate is changing and New Mexico is already seeing impacts from climate change, and the Environment Department should really be taking the lead on that issue.
Laura, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Elaine.
Laura Paskus is a freelance reporter. You can find a link to her article in this week's Santa Fe Reporter on our website, KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.